After an unfortunate start, the National Composers Orchestra is set to finally host their inaugural show on December 11th.
Technically, we assembled in fall of 2019 with the goal of having our first live performance in March of 2020, which everyone knows March 2020, what happened?
That's Tammy Miller, the orchestra's co-founder and executive director. After being forced to postpone their original plans, the group focused on producing recorded projects for the past 2 years. Despite their lack of live concerts so far, the organization has decided to call themselves the National Composers Orchestra because they've already caught the attention from music professionals around the world. Now, they're finally getting a chance to debut their works in the community. Their first concert will feature traditional holiday music alongside a new piece written by local composer Brian Stanley. The piece includes four movements, all based in a Christmas concept.
With these four movements, I picked Mischievous Yule Lads. Also Glass Bubbles, you know, those balls that hang on a Christmas tree. So I've got a movement on that. And then what else do we have? Oh, Strings of Lights, of course, right? Strings of Lights. And then, a waltz.
Waltz.
A waltz for Wintering Cardinals. You can't have Christmas without Wintering Cardinals.
Stanley's piece will be accompanied by dancers with the American Midwest Ballet, and parts of the show will feature narration from actor and Omaha native John Beasley. They agreed that the Christmas concert will be a night for family fun, but went on to say that their upcoming shows also have a lot of promise.
We have a music, we have a program called Seascapes, so lots of music based on themes of the sea, and more guest artists coming for concerto solos in the summer. It's going to be really exciting.
That's Daniel Baldwin, the orchestra's conductor. He says what sets their orchestra apart from others in the area is their specific focus on the music of living composers.
Sometimes we hear the term new music and we get a little scared. And it's like, ooh, am I going to be able to sit through this for a really long time? Well, I promise you, you will.
When asked to promote their performance in one word, there were three things that came to mind.
The new aspect. It's new music. It's a new organization, a new chamber music series, there's an excitement to it.
Historic. how often anymore are new orchestras being developed, new professional orchestras being developed?
This is fresh. It's fresh, it's on a concert stage, and for people looking for a fresh way to feed their soul for the holidays, I think this is the way to go.
The inaugural concert will be held at the Arts Center at Iowa Western Community College tomorrow, December 11th at 3 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at the door, or you can find a link with this story by visiting kvno.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.